This is The Motivation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Jiu-Jitsu's Coast to Coast, the podcast that talks about what's important on and off the mats. It's January. It's time for our monthly 40s with Friends segment. We got roundtable discussions going on with some stories that me and the fellas have been bouncing back and forth off of each other. We've been doing a little bit of research. Now we're going to discuss our findings and share them with all you guys out there. I'm joined today by Fonzo, and I got our boy Hunkster on. How you guys doing this morning, fella?
Doing fucking great, man.
Great. Happy Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Happy Sunday.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah. We're recording on a Sunday, but everyone's going to be listening to this Monday morning, hopefully, if not whenever. Hopefully, everyone's having a kick-ass day. Keep doing what you're doing out there. Stay safe, Jiu-Jiteros. Hum. What's up, man? What you been up to since last time we talked? Last time you were on, you were sharing some crypto news. Was it crypto news?
Yeah, just basic state of stock market and stuff like that. And just honestly, you know, things are just still playing out, you know, like at this point, you know, we're just waiting for the chips to fall. Mm-hmm. Right. But like, I've been kind of getting into some minimalist stuff recently. I don't know if you guys have watched this Netflix show or movie called The Minimalist, but no. It's about like true happiness. And in this world that we kind of live in right now, right? Like where everything's instant gratitude and instant gratification. And we live life by consuming things, right? Like happiness is get your paycheck, go buy something, right? Get your paycheck, buy something else. And honestly, dude, this minimalist movie kind of struck a chord with me. Like, and I've kind of been trying to like minimize my life. Like, to be honest with you.
Are you going
to
sell Alfonso all your porno magazines?
I think I'm going to have to sell Alfonso all of them, bro.
Fool. You're over there trying to minimize your life. I'm over here trying to minimize my student loans. Can you tell Biden to get on that shit like right now?
Yeah, well, same shit, right? Like, I mean,
you get your paycheck, you go and buy some stuff. I get my paycheck and turn it over to the government.
Hey, to be fair, I'm in full support of you know, forgiving student loans, considering how deplorable people have been trying to get to repay them. I mean, dude, you could repay it for like 20 years and be like 20% down rather than.
You know, yeah,
I get it. I get all of that, bro. But I mean, same thing,
well,
though,
you
dude.
Didn't go to MIT to become a baker.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
But it was awesome.
Hey, it could be worse. You know, and I feel like that's where life is, right? Like you're like, hey, it could be worse. You got a good ass job. You pay your bills. You can buy your Legos every week. You know what I mean? Like.
It'd be worse.
You
could have missed out on doing all them bong rips and beer bongs Sundays after midterms.
I mean, but for real though, like you guys have seen my closet and shit, right? Like where, like, dude, what kind of man needs like 80 fucking graphic tees, right? Like the reality of it is, ain't no way.
Are they all different though?
Yeah, they are all different, man. My wife caught me in like. I had to throw away like 40 of them, but like either way, like and that's why I'm wearing my Tiffany Amber Thiessen shirt this morning because I'm going to throw it away,
and
right?
And me and Fonzo, thank you for that.
Yes, you do.
But for real, though,
easier right? to wake up in the morning to see her than to see him, for sure.
Why do you? Ooh. That's exactly why I wear it. Like
you gotta. You gotta put Hung in his Tiffany Amber Thiessen shirt as a cover for this episode.
Oh, got it. Word.
I don't care.
And then I'm cartoon.
First off, there is no shame in this. I have zero.
Oh, hell no.
I think you're gonna.
No, We're admiring you right now.
Exactly. I feel like
you had no shame back when you were wearing like tight jeans before it was cool to wear tight jeans.
Thank you.
Well, he only wore tight jeans because it was jeans from when he was 10 and he didn't buy any new ones up until he was 20.
Although that may be true, I was still ahead of the fashion game.
You still wear them right now.
Still, I'll take that credit, damn it.
All right.
Fonzo, how you doing, bro?
Doing fucking great, man. You know, had some couple hard weeks at work, man. This COVID shit ain't no joke. Just, you know, people calling out and just crazy, man. But you know what? I'm happy to be here. You know, we're researching some cool stuff. I'm excited about this topic. Fucking crazy. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about it later. But, you know, just I love sci-fi stuff. And like this is like as sci-fi as you can get. So really excited to share this with you guys and see what's going on and get your guys' opinion about it. And also all the listeners out there, see what they think, you know, because this world is getting crazier by the minute, dude.
We need some good, positive stories. Fonzo, I love your topic for the week. When you told me about it, I already had my topics in mind, but I was like, fucking A. It felt like Arnold Schwarzenegger shaking hands with Dylan. In Predator, or what was that? Was it Predator?
Yeah, it was Predator.
Hands and boom, because our topics are gonna combine right now for like a fucking a nuclear explosion. So this episode is gonna be tight. So I'm ready to jump in, man. Who wants to go first? Paper, rock, scissors. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 69. What do you guys want to do?
69.
Softest wiener goes.
Sausage 69er? What?
Softest wiener goes first. Alfonso, you go.
All right.
That's why we only have you on air once a quarter, fool.
Bro, I'm always hard, so I can't go first. I just can't.
All right, I'll go first.
In your multi-packs, fool. That's for real.
Thank you.
All right, I'll go first.
All right.
So my topic is about Elon Musk's Neuralink, and I think we've talked about this a little bit before. But the big news this time around is that he just announced that he's going to be looking to do to start human trials this year. Now they haven't really specified like what time frame he's thinking about doing it. Is it early? But sometime this year, he's supposed to be starting human trials. So first, let's kind of recap what Neuralink is, because I had to go back and refresh my memory of what exactly it was. So it's a device that gets actually directly implanted into the brain. It's like the size of a quarter. There's these little, like, what are they called? Like fiber optic cables, like super thin ones, like a lot thinner than a human hair, like super thin. Because what they do is they're supposed to be directly implanted into the neurons of your brain, dude. So,
what?
Yeah. And so, you know, there was a reporter that was asking Elon Musk, like, why has it got to be so invasive? Like, why can't they just put like these, you know, because they have those like those scanner machines that you just put like a helmet type of thing on and it reads brain waves and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he was asked, like, why not just something like that? And he goes, well, look.
Make a hat to put on instead of fucking having to go into your
room. Right. I get that. And what he said was, like, he goes, yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, those devices are extremely helpful. But, you know, let's put it in this analogy. And the analogy he gave was, let's pretend there's there's a football game, right? There's a football game and you want to know what's happening in the football game. Well, the easiest way to do it is to be there at the football game. Like, you're right there. You're looking at what's going on. You see the crowd and, you know, you kind of get the whole sensory experience. He goes, if you use one of those hats, it's kind of like taking a microphone outside of the stadium and listening in from outside of the stadium. Like, do you know what's happening? Kind of, more or less. You can tell if the home team is winning because of the, like, of the way the crowd is kind of like reacting to stuff, but you don't really know if they scored or they had a good defensive play or, you know, whatever. You kind of get the general sense of what's going on in there, but you don't know like who scored or who made a run or who, you know, whatever. So he said that, you know, going directly into these, the neurons will allow you to get that specific information. So you can do a lot more than just like with one of those caps. So that's the whole purpose. And what this device, like there's devices like it already out, but the difference between the devices that are currently out right now and Elon's device is that the current devices that are out, they have like little, those little implants that I said, the microfiber or what do they call the fiber optic cables. They only have like maybe up to like, I don't know, like 20 cables going into different parts of the brain. His is going to have over 1,000. So over 1,000 going directly into these neurons. And then the devices that are currently on the market, they don't go into the neurons. They just go to like general surface areas of the brain. So they don't even go in deeper. This motherfucker is going to go deep into your brain. So the surgeons that are going to be doing these surgeries to kind of connect these cables to the actual neurons, like they're using these super high tech machines that are like supposed to be like super precise. So like they, cause you can't do it with your fingers. Like a surgeon isn't good enough to do it. Yeah. So he's going to be directly implanting these into these, you know, into the brain of like whoever volunteers. Right now though, there's already been trials with like pigs and monkeys. So for example, there was, in 2021, there was a video that was released by Neuralink, where they have a monkey with this implant, directly into the motor cortex of the monkey. And this little monkey's playing freaking Pong with his mind alone. So his mind is controlling that shit. And I remember I think that's the last time we talked about it. So apparently those trials have been going really well. So right now, Elon Musk has now had, I forget what the process is, but he just got some sort of like go ahead from the FDA to start these trials. So like they're allowing him to go. Like it's not an approval yet to do anything with it, to market it, to sell it, but at least it gets him one step closer to that process where he's going to get the approval eventually. That's what he wants to do, get the approval eventually to kind of start producing his out. Now, the immediate, what his immediate goal for this chip or the Neuralink is to help people with like disabilities to interact with their devices. So if you had like, you know, a severe brain damage and you don't have control over your limbs or your motor functions, you know, you can still make a phone call. You can still, you know, type out a report. You can still work in that sense, in that capacity. You can still use your mind to interact with all your devices, your phone, your computer, your TV, whatever. So that's fucking cool. That's dope as hell. But that's not where he's stopping, obviously. He sees this as this whole new revolution of like integration between technology and human beings. So like some sort of like cybernetic age, like where we're like our neural capacities are increased by technology. So memory, for example, you should be able to retain memory a lot better. You know how memory is faulty to begin with, and the older you get, the less you can remember shit. Well, this will make it easier for you to remember shit. It'll make it easier for you to learn shit. You know, entertainment. You know, Frank, you and I have been talking about fucking Earth 2 and the fucking metaverse and shit like that. Can you imagine just having like you were just talking about how you just got one of those fucking, what is it called? What did you get? One of those
The Oculus
devices, and you were just talking about how it gets uncomfortable after a while. What if you didn't have to wear that shit? It's just wired straight to your brain.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you can just go straight to a concert. It's fucking crazy though, but like, I mean, it's super sci-fi, man. Like, this is the kind of stuff that, like, when we were kids, it's like, holy shit, it's fucking cyborg, and you know, you can do all kinds of shit. But it's also like it's got like some fucking weird ass implications, you know, privacy. I mean, they're already tracking us with our cell phones. in our location, all kinds of shit. Like, now they're just going
to
be.
For sure. You know, so would they have access to like whatever you were? I mean, it's in your brain. So
yeah,
are they? Is there someone watching everything that you're thinking about? You're like, this motherfucker. I don't think that's about
the real question, bro.
I mean,
jelly bean, Vaseline, cat, oil wrestling. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I'm almost certain that they will have access, and why wouldn't they have access and exploit it? I mean, bro.
Here's the thing, though, man. Like, but let's kind of pause that and put that aside because that's exactly.
I wanted orange flavored sherbet KY jelly.
Here's the difference, though, man. Like, so right now, like, they can track all that shit for the most part through your cell phone, through your searches. It's pretty fucking sophisticated, dude. Like, wait, the way they can. Like right now, they can track, you know, your thought process. Let me give you an example. I'll find the article, but there's an article where and it wasn't in the United States. It was either Australia, some other country. This teenager, right, was sent advertisements from, I think it was like Target or some sort of like department store like that. They were sent advertisements for. Like baby stuff, like diapers and fucking formula and shit like that. And she's fucking 16, dude. Well, based on her fucking searches and the algorithm of her being tracked online and shit, Target was able to identify that she was pregnant. So they started sending her all this stuff. And this is before the chick even knew she was pregnant.
Dang.
Like that's how crazy these algorithms are. Like Google and like these tech businesses, like they can track your patterns of searching and likes and dislikes on social media and stuff like that, that they can predict what you're gonna want to buy in the future. So
who's gonna want some carne asada tacos in like 20 minutes? Hit them up.
Yep. Hell yeah, fool. That's why you see Vallarta fucking like advertisements right before any weekend.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, but you know, so what I'm saying there is like, they already have that ability to do that, but it's the companies, like it's conglomerates that have that ability to do that. Not necessarily the government. You know what I mean? So in a similar sense, I think this is what's going to happen here. It's just going to make it easier for fucking, companies to target us and advertise to us and, you know, influence our purchasing power. That's always been exploited, and that's going to continue to be exploited. The extent of what how much the government is going to be able to do that with it, I don't know. That depends on us and who we elect as our fucking representatives and shit, and the laws we allow them to pass. Yeah. So I think it's crazy. I'm kind of excited, but I'm also nervous about this shit. Fucking Elon.
I'll let someone else go first,
bro. It's hard enough trying to get people to get the vaccine right now without people saying that, like, Bill Gates put a chip in the vaccine. Now you're saying, hey, let me put a chip in your brain.
Bro, that shit's real. Right? Let me send you an article.
So just so we're clear, right? Like, motherfuckers are talking shit about taking the vaccine because they think a chip is in it. But we're going to try to convince motherfuckers.
Bro, it makes you magnetized. And trying to be Magneto.
I just don't see this, you know, it's probably a ways away. I think there's benefits to it. The concern I have is every time there's an exploit, it's always been used. There's never been a situation where they've not exploited the information for their personal gain. And here's the deal.
For sure.
Bro, if you put a chip in me right now, man, next thing I know, next week I'm gonna start getting gay porn ads in my eyeball. Like, that is not what I want. Like,
ooh, no, based off of your algorithm, it's your exactly. algorithm,
bro. Like, dude, every time I'm around my brother, I sneak in a bullshit thing and I'll say wedding ring, right? Wedding ring, wedding ring, right? Wedding ring, right? Knowing that, like, he just got with his girlfriend, I know he's gonna get fucking advertisements on Facebook soon. You know what I mean? Like, that legit happens. You know, so that's where I'm kind of like, I don't want to be like a tinfoil hat guy here, but and especially since
I drive by his house and I yell out, "Alexa, wedding rings," and then I drive off.
You can't tell me that doesn't happen now. You could go dick around and do that to somebody, and they'll start getting those ads. So.
Bro, I'm gonna start seeing Alexa, PlayStation 5, walk away.
That's scary. I mean, come on. That like that's
yeah. Really- but here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. Like, you know how they get you, though. Like, they make these things, like, so damn almost a necessity. I mean, think about cell phones, man. When we were growing up, did we need a cell phone? Fuck no. We didn't.
Yeah. Nobody was calling me, like, fool. I was like 7.
Yeah. Like, we didn't need no fucking cell phones. And, you know, like, even when we got cell phones, man, did we need a smartphone? No. You know what I mean? Like, we were just talking about this the other day. Like, how do people find other people's houses back in the day when you were like, hey, man, I'm kicking it over to this friend's house that you've never been to. Come over. And so you're like, all right, where does he live? And then they just give you two random-ass fucking streets that you probably and recognize.
That's how we ended up drinking beers on somebody's porch where we didn't even know whose house it was.
I mean, here's the thing. So take your analogy there, Afonso. Take your analogy with the cell phones, right? When first cell phones came out, we couldn't afford it. Okay, well, let's bring that back to Neuralink. Bro, what about Neuralink for broke people? You know this ain't going to be for, like, you know what I mean? Like Joe Blow, dude. Like, first, Neuralinks are going to be for rich and wealthy people. Like, I'm waiting for a Neuralink for broke folks like you and me. Like, are we going to get a bigger chip? Are we going to get bigger fibers versus the, you
no,
know what I mean?
You know what we'll do?
Email my doctor at Kaiser. He's going to get back to me on Tuesday.
But you follow me, though? I mean, it may not be that, but I'm just saying, like, what? That's the extent that it's going to happen. It's going to be rolled out a certain way where those of us aren't going to be able to get it.
You know that when it rolls out to broke folk like us, what it's going to be is going to be the same shit that rich people have, just with a ton of fucking ads. That's what's going to be. Exactly. Like you'd be driving, and all of a sudden, you just get an ad pop out like in front of you. You got to wait like 5 seconds before you close it and continue driving. Exactly.
See? So Neuralink for broke people is what we're waiting for. Is that what we came to the consensus to?
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be like. It's like, fuck.
Cool. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And they'll set you up in payments, fool. It'll be like, all right, you know what?
It's going to be like a flip phone, like Neuralink. You got to open the flap every time you like need reception. Fucking A.
It'll be by Cricket, fool. It'll be a Cricket.
Exactly. Oh. Hey, can we get burner early? Because, you know, I got to cheat on my wife, right?
Well, you can just swap out the implant.
Maybe exactly. See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, there's no extent to where, like, this thing can go, right? Like, we all know this will get better. And we all know it will get to a point where, like, they could theoretically commercialize this and sell it to folks, right?
Right.
That's where it's going to get interesting.
I don't know, man. I think it'll happen. I think it'll happen in our lifetimes for sure. I'm almost positive it's going to happen within our lifetimes.
Dude, we're right at the doorstep already. They got one foot in the window. They're coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kids are going to be playing with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is nuts, man. All right. That's my topic, man. That was it.
Nice. Good job, Fonzo.
Yeah.
All right, Humster. All
right. What you guys got?
Let me jump in. Let me share one real quick because I got two. My first story that I want to share about is there's some research that came out earlier this month that suggested that there's some form or some chemicals in cannabis that would help not only defend against COVID, but help someone recover from COVID. So there was a study that was some research that was done by some scientists at Oregon State University. And mind you, even though this was, it's very promising research, but it was all done in a petri dish. So it's just culture that they worked on. According to a lot of scientists, this is like the first step. So just like Fonda was saying, this is step one. This is step one of this. It's just research. It's looking hopeful, but what they found was there were two types of chemicals that they found inside of cannabis. It was, let me see, I have it here in my notes. They found cannabidiolic acid, CBDA, and CBGA, which is cannabigerolic acid. Both of these chemicals were found in the cannabis. Coming from the plant, and they found that when they added it to the cell cultures, that it bound to specific proteins that the COVID would bind to, so it wasn't allowing it to replicate inside the cells anymore. And then the cells that were already affected with COVID, then they injected these chemicals into those cells, and then they found that they were able to get better faster. So like I said, a lot of promising research done. One of the bad things was that I did find was that they said you got to take like a tremendous amount of these chemicals, too much for human consumption, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shit.
I was reading lots of articles where people would comment, and there was like every other comment was like, well, I guess I got to smoke my brains out, or I'm glad that I'm a pothead. It's not quite like that. You're not going to be able to go eat a brownie or smoke a bowl or smoke a blunt and be protected. You got to take these specific chemicals. And like the articles that I read mentioned, you got to take it in tremendous amounts. So not really probably. I mean, until they do further research, I would say that I don't know if this is even going
to stick to horse dewormer then. Is that what you're saying?
All right. I'm not saying that, but you might want to go down to the cherry auction and go check out what you got. Check out what they got. Manuel down there's got a good hookup, good lineup. Tell him that my dad sent you, and he might give you a 15% off discount.
Oh, you just gotta go to that curandera right there, and then they'll do like a limpia with a huevo, and then they'll take the COVID out of you, fool. Comes out all black and shit.
There you go. That's what's up.
Yeah.
What about the egg? Are they gonna gotta put the egg under your bed or anything?
Nah, you fry that shit up with some chilaquiles and shit. Be straight. Yeah. That's crazy, man. Is there like any indication that they're working on maybe developing that into a drug, or like what are they doing with that research specifically?
Well, now that this first round of research has came out, now other people get to try it out. You know what I mean? Because, it's just these guys that came out with this research. So like with other experiments, other people are going to have to see their research, read it. They're going to try to replicate it and then see what goes from there. You know, I'm sure somebody else is going to take their research and modify it somehow, because where it's at right now, it's just like the first block. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just like with any other research. I mean, even the vaccines that we have right now, they all started somewhere, you know, and it's not like they went from A to Z right overnight. So it's going to take a little bit of time for this experiment or for this research to evolve and get to a point where maybe they're going to start, experimenting on animals or just like with your Neuralink, eventually they'll get to a point where they're going to hopefully start being able to research on human subjects, and then that will be one step closer to having this available for everybody. And in the meantime, all the doctors and scientists are highly, highly recommending people not go out and smoke major amounts of weed or eat CBD gummies or whatnot, because it's not really going to do anything. And as a matter of fact, there's some research that even says smoking can make you more susceptible to COVID. So there's that out there. There's that out there as well. So just be careful out there with what you read. Back it up. Read up lots of research. Read both sides of the table. You know what I mean? Since this is very early research, I mean, this article just barely came out like earlier this month. I'm sure within a month or a few months, we'll hear people saying things against this. And when that comes out, then I'll read that too and see what they say and then keep reading, you know? Until then, we just listen to the experts and let them figure it all out. And when the dust settles, then we can make our own decisions, right?
Right.
All right, man.
But
two points to this.
Go for it.
So that research was done by some people affiliated with Oregon State, right? And it's again, like you said, early stages, but two points to this, right?
And also they're like, they only specialize in like research that's based off of the use of cannabis. So that's like their specialty.
Yeah. And like, the concentration of that research was on like cannabinoids, to be fair, right?
Yes.
Like that
bar. Yeah, no THC involved.
Right. So it basically blocks the cellular entry of COVID. And it also, I think they said something about like it does it with emerging variants as well. And I think that's the biggest key to research.
Yeah, they mentioned an alpha and a beta variant. I don't know what those two are. I don't know if that's is that Omicron? Is that Delta? Is that what came out before? Omicron just barely came out a few months ago, but this research came out in January, but they've been doing this since, who knows, maybe since COVID originated, you know? Yeah. Who knows?
I'm not entirely sure which variants A and B what they use, but yeah, I agree. Like there was something to it, right? But like to me, like again, my one point would be I feel like all potheads in the world has been saying this since 2020, right? When COVID came out. So let's not deny those people the empirical data they bring to the table, right? Like, let's be clear, bro, you try it, you do it, you live it, and you test it, right? Like empirical data it happens to be touch, feel, taste, sense type of deal, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, you're the science teacher here, right? But
bro, don't even get me started. Science communities out there trying to wipe me from the record books. I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but millions of potheads are throwing this empirical data out there since 2020. And like, let's just put it, see a show of hands here. Like, those of us who are potheads, how many of us have gotten COVID? Just asking. Okay. I'm no scientist. I don't know shit. I'm just an observer, but I'm asking based on like, bro, we all know like potheads have been hella paranoid and saying this shit on forums and boards for like fucking a year and a half. And I feel like this is their moment of vindication. Right. So I'm just saying like, I'm skeptical of what came out because it's early. But the reality of it is you look around and like, man, some of the biggest potheads I know somehow have escaped for 2 fucking years without catching COVID. How?
Because you guys don't go anywhere. You smoke weed and you stay home all day, fucker.
Damn. That's counterpoint. You got me. All right. I never considered that.
All right, I just looked up. I just did a quick search. Has Snoop gotten COVID? I don't think Snoop's gotten COVID.
Exactly. I'm just saying, look at the empirical data. Like, fuck. I'm not trying to be a tinfoil hat motherfucker again either, right? But you know potheads have been saying this shit for 2 years in the middle of 2020. Like,
stop spreading misinformation. Get out of here.
We got to harden Snoop. We got to harden Snoop's blood full for a vaccine. You. That's what we got to do.
Dude, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be honest. Conspiracy theory, but like, dog, you know, potheads have been saying this for like 2.5 years, and now they're just getting their vindication. Like,
yeah, that's interesting, man. Maybe that would be a good study to do as well. Like to have that piece of information, like how many potheads have gotten COVID over the last 2 years.
Take it to the streets. Let's go find out.
Potheads report. Hey,
prove me wrong. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, let's.
But prove me wrong.
I'm gonna use my MIT connections to get funding for that research, Frank.
Make it happen.
I'm gonna talk to the baking class administrator at MIT.
Make some cupcakes. Get some fundraisers going.
Yeah. Yeah. Make some weed brownies.
It'll help with coping. For sure. Right, huh?
I think it works like that. But yeah, sure. Like, it's a good experiment, though. Like, far be it from me to deny you.
Bonzo, throw in some ivermectin.
All right, we'll do it. I'll sprinkle it in. It'll be like a little topping.
Is that ivermectin?
Yeah. Delicious.
All right, hon, what you got for us, brother?
Not, not much. Again, back to the minimalist lifestyle we're trying to move into, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think this whole chasing constant gratification thing is a little tough, right? Like it's been stressful. It's like, you know, you constantly have to keep up, right? But I mean, you can make more money, but it doesn't seem to ever, you know, satisfy fully. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but like I'm starting to get to a point where like I feel like I don't know, like. I mean, you guys are all successful. You guys are wildly successful at what you do. You guys are also stressed, right? Like, I mean, I feel like what's gotten me to this success has been my obsessive nature, my compulsive nature, my anxiety. And I've attributed all to getting to where I am, but it's also hurt me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if anyone else here is that way, you know. I mean, you guys are successful. I don't know how you guys have gotten there without being obsessive, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, man.
Like, I mean, is that not detrimental? I mean, I think mental health is a huge deal with the state that we're in right now. I mean, we've gone through 2 years of bullshit, right? Like, bros, we used to barbecue all the time and be with each other. Now it's other forms of, you know, reaching out, and that's where
this, yeah.
You know, so mental stress is a huge deal. Like, bro, I'm looking for a new therapist. You know, I think these things are important, like, especially as you become more successful and add stress. Like, bro, that's what I'm concentrating most on, because it's been tough. Like, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I feel like it's been tough mentally over the last 2 years. Like, how are you guys dealing with it?
Yeah.
How are you with this game? You know, like, you know, we're not with each other every day. So that's where I kind of want to focus on, you know, like, how are you guys doing?
Well, shit, man, that's a fucking big question, dude. First off, I mean, there's a lot of questions in there. Yeah, I might get you. Yeah. What has got me here is the same thing that, yeah, at times makes me fucking want to tear my hair out. You know, just like you said, my same thing, obsessive nature, man. Like, I'm always obsessed with doing better. You know, just always been that person to like pour myself into everything I do, you know? So yeah, that shit is hard. You can't go 100 all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you redline like that, like, you're going to fail at some point. Yeah. So you can't redline it all the way. I mean, you got to back off of it every once in a while. You got to take a step back, and you got to just enjoy some shit. You know what I mean? Like, so that leads me to your next question, which was, you know, how do you handle that? How do you do it? Well, for me right now, a couple things, dude. Like, well, I just like to spend time, like, right now by myself, like, not really doing a whole lot. Like, well, not even by myself. Me and my wife, you know, we'll chill together. We'll do stupid, silly shit together. You know, that's always, you know, super helpful for me. But the other thing, too, I've always been a person who's had, like, hobbies, you know, here and there, whether that's like reading. At one point I read all the time. Like, you know, I'd read a book every couple weeks. You know, I'd get into comics or whatever it is that I was doing. At one point I was fixing computers just because, like, as a side gig, you know, yeah, I would charge like 20, 40 bucks, not even a whole lot of money, just because I like to do it. At another point I was building shit. Just, I would build like wood shop type shit, you know, in my house. I had a bunch of tools, you know. Right, and recently I've been doing, getting into bonsais. So I bought this little bonsai. I've been fucking around with it, you know, like little things like that, man. Like, sometimes you just gotta do certain things that just bring you joy. Other times it's barbecue.
That's badass. Like, good for you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, thanks, man. Cool. So, and your point, dude, with Hung, man, yeah, barbecuing, dude, that was one of my favorite things to do back in the day and for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah, we haven't had a whole lot of a chance to do that. I've been, you know, wanting to do something at my house with you guys recently, you know, but yeah, we're all got our own stuff going on, so it's sometimes not always possible. But that's a big key for me, dude, just like, finding some things where you can just say, you know what, I'm not worried about that right now. That shit's gonna wait for me on Monday. That's future Alfonso's problem. You know, present Alfonso is having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's a great way of looking at it, man. Like, I feel like the concern that I have with it is like, like the compulsiveness and anxiety go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
And it, when you're in charge or when you're responsible for something, like nobody hands you like, you know, 100K a year to do nothing, you know, right. No one hands you, you know, like, bro, they expect you to do everything. Right. Yep. And the anxiety of it is like, hey, I'm so obsessed with making things right or fixing things or making things perfect that if something's imperfect, here comes the anxiety. Right. And you've beaten it all these years to be successful because things have maintained a level of perfection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's with all of our jobs, right? I mean, you don't get to where you are unless you're good at what you do. Let's be clear. You know what I mean? Right. Like, we got to give ourselves credit for where we've gotten to, considering where we came from, right?
Yeah.
But that has also been a detriment mentally when you're at 40, 35, 45, continuing at this rate, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the part where, like, taking a step back and going, fucking, that's future Hung's problem or future Alfonso's problem is a great piece of advice.
I just want to add one more thing to that. That's a temporary fix, by the way. Just that little, like, oh, that's future Alfonso's problem. That's a temporary fix because you can't just do that. You just can't keep kicking the can down the road. My other solution, my longer term solution to this shit, and why I don't get as anxious and stressed out as much. I mean, I do get stressed out, but there's a reason why I'm able to keep it under control. Is dude, I also feel like I've put myself in a position where I have an out, because there's only so much I can do this. Right now, I'm redlining almost every single day of the week. Like, I'm pushing my heart, myself to that point every single day of the week. Saturday, Sunday, I get to back off, and that's when I recharge and kind of, like, you know, like I said, that's Alfonso's problem on Monday. But my other thing is, as soon as I get to a point where I'm just like, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm done. Like, I've gotten to a point where I can go somewhere else and not be as stressed. Maybe I'll make less money, but in the end, like, it'll bring me more happiness. And this is what I'll tell you. I put myself in a place right now where I can go back to teaching. And teaching is like the place where I'm like, dude, this is cake. I can do this in my sleep. I can't believe they're paying me for this. Like,
yeah.
Because I just get to do what I love doing, just being in front of the classroom, bullshitting with my students. I mean, not like in the way where I'm just like shooting the shit, like I'm actually teaching. But to me, it's just so effortless that I can just like do it and find joy in it. I might not make as much money doing that, but I get to the point where, like, if I've already taken care of my bills, the excess is gravy. I don't need that much money. You know what I mean? So at any point in time, if my job or my career takes me to a place where I'm just like miserable every day, despite what I'm doing on the weekends or who I'm hanging out with, that's my safety net. That's my parachute. I'm jumping and I got somewhere to land. You know what I mean? And I think that if for your, like, for anybody who's doing anything out there, you need to have that peace of mind for yourself. And yeah, I complained earlier in the show about, like, oh yeah, I got all these student loans. Yes, I do. But it's like, if it wasn't for my educational background, there's a reason why I went and got my master's, is because of that. Because I want to be able to set myself up and have that parachute. Should I, whatever I'm doing fails, I got something to fall back on and just go back to do something I love. So that's stripping. The other piece of it. Yeah. Yes. Stripping.
Your passion. Your real passion.
You can catch me at Gold Diggers.
You guys being way too serious for me. You guys are being way too serious right now.
No, it's legit. I mean, I think that's a great way to look at it, Alfonso. That's a very, very practical and balanced way. You know, I mean, the reality of it is, like I said, we're all wildly successful. I don't know how you guys manage through the stresses of, like I said, no one pays you a ton of money to fucking be happy and do nothing. You know, like, when you get to a certain point, like, bro, they expect you to work. Like, fuck, you know, like, it's not cake. I mean, same with me. I would easily take half the money and like live cake doing an agent job. You know what I mean? Doing but that's also it's there's a balance to it, you know, and I applaud you for the way that you're dealing with it. That's crazy. But yeah, again, sorry for getting serious there, but I think that's a valid thing to be concerned with, because I don't think men as a group like actually have this type of outlet like a lot of women do. I mean, no offense to anyone, but like, I don't know how often men actually reach out to each other and go, hey, man, I'm fucking at my breaking point. I need help. You know,
yeah.
It's more like, yeah. Hey, bro, can we barbecue? And with the pandemic, we can't barbecue. So fuck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, that's a piece of advice, Alfonso. Like, man.
Yeah, man.
Sure, man. Times are definitely changing, and I think we gotta change with them too. You know what I mean? Where you mentioned it earlier, we're getting older too. You know, so even besides COVID, some of us, all of us are married now. Some of us have kids. Some of us are gonna be having kids. So the times that we do get to spend together, they were already getting far and few. So when we do get together, I mean, just enjoy the shit out of them. You know what I mean? And then create new opportunities, new ways to hang out. You know, like,
yeah,
one thing that I really like about this show is that I know every Sunday or every Friday or whenever, almost every week, I know that I'm going to get to hang out with Fonzo, with Cousin Ant, with you, with Eddie, with whoever, and we can drink beers like we used to, or we can have our coffee, but we're not face to face, but it's the next best thing for right now, at least, you know, and even though we're not getting to hang out, to me, it's like, it's better than nothing for at least, you know? And then right. To fill in the other times, I've just created different things. Like Alfonso said, you know, I read a shitload of stuff. I got a stack of books here ranging from, dude, I'm looking at the book on top. It's called Laughing Out Loud, Learning to Write a Screenplay, because I want to write a TV show. Then the next one, Shit My Dad Says, that book is funny as hell. I'm going to shoot it down to you, huh? You're going to have to read it. It reminded me of our dads so much because they always talk shit instead of giving love. But that's like a part of our
culture. Way of giving love.
Exactly, dude. We never – how often have – I don't know. I mean, dude, I live with you all kinds. We had dinner at your mom. We would go over all the time. I never heard your dad say, I love you. I know you never heard my dad say, I love you to me. You know, I have heard it. I'm sure you've heard it, but – in our culture, we don't share things like that, you know? And by talking shit and gassing on each other, that's like our way of showing love. And it kind of sucks, you know? We should be doing something different, you know, more positive. But maybe we can break it down little by little, you know?
I think times are changing. I think we're evolving as a group of – as a gender. Like, let's be clear. Like, I mean, it's – The bro culture is evolving, and I think I hope that we are better for it, right? Like, I mean, dude, like how many times we used to sit in the garage and break things down with each other as roommates? Like, that's the stuff that like has to evolve now that we're adults with fucking wives and families, you know? But it's still the same. That's the thing. Like, it's still the same thing. It's still the same love. It's just different words, different ways, different, you know, it's jokes. It's, you know, but this was something close and dear to me because I feel like the past 2 years have been extremely difficult for us all mentally, you know, and I don't think we admit that enough, you know, but on a lighter note, though, I am interested in these UFOs that keep appearing in Fresno.
Shit, dude.
Bruh, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. Let me tell you what, dude. I am a UFO freakazoid since like day one. I remember when I was a kid, the first book I ever checked out of the school library was on UFOs in kindergarten, and I brought it home and I was like, Mom, read this to me. What is this? What were you gonna say, huh?
No, well, bro, like same. No, I was just gonna say same. But like, did you not ever watch the stuff on Unsolved Mysteries too?
Oh, always, dude. I watched all that stuff. I watched all that stuff. I read all that stuff. I would listen to Art Bell on the radio late at night. I mean, coast to coast fan over here. Bro, I'm a freaking cryptozoologist to the max. I even took a class at Fresno State on this shit. I paid tuition to hear bullshit. Yeah, no doubt, man. But for those of you out there that maybe you're just living your life and me, you know, reading right now, we're not too busy at work. So I'm not going to talk too much about that, but I am able to read a little bit of stuff that's been happening. And earlier this month, somebody shared a video with the news of these strange lights that were just flying up in the sky late in the night. I mean, not even late at night. I think it was like 7 o'clock. So this dude was driving around Southeast Fresno when he saw these lights that were kind of like lined up in a row, and he started filming. He filmed it for a while, followed it, and I don't know for how long. Eventually, he shared the footage with the news. The news started doing a little digging around. I want to say they called like the Lemoore Naval Air Station to double check to see if there are any like military flights being done at that time and in that area. And they said negative, that there were nothing scheduled. They had nothing out. They had no idea what those lights could have been. Did you guys see the video?
I saw, yeah, the one in the, from Oakland, right?
No, this one was right here.
Oh, no, no, no. I saw the one that you sent recently, but that one was from Oakland, right?
That was probably a different one then. No, I didn't see the one from Fresno, dude.
Yeah. Which one was the one? I'll send it to you. YA lookalike.
That's the one in Fresno.
I saw that one.
I'll send it to you. Yeah. See, so what'd you think about it?
Hey, man. It's legit. But the thing that concerns me, bro, with the technology that we have today, why can't nobody get a fucking clearer picture than this shit? With 60 FPS, with fucking 1080p, with fucking, like, bro, everybody's got 30 FPS nowadays. Like, why the fuck is it always blurry still? This is annoying.
Because motherfuckers don't know how to hold a camera.
Bro, that's the only thing that irks me. Like, with everybody having a mega cell phone with dope-ass FPS, dope-ass fucking cameras, we still can't get a clear shot.
Hey, well, the one that Obama phones
and pull out your iPhones, people.
Seriously. No, seriously. Stop using your freaking free flip phone from the goddamn thing and just, you know, like, I feel like they're still using their flip phones to record these things. That's my only beef with these things, bro. Like,
Check
your email, Fonzo.
Yeah, I'm opening it right now. The one that you sent from Oakland, though, that one was clear as fuck. That one looked weird. That looked like fucking like a flying saucer was like beaming down something or fucking beaming up something. Like you can see the light.
Well, this video, the Fresno video, it's pretty clear. You can see the lights. They're lined up, moving. Like, I mean, how can I describe it? I mean, it's not something that you've seen before. You know what I mean? These things are moving in unison. They're not breaking off from each other. You know, it kind of looked like they were in line and one would just like hop over the other one. And when it hopped over, then it would disappear. And then the next one would hop over and then that one would disappear. And they just kept doing that over and over. What does that?
My concern with this is, bro, like I would have loved to see some structure. Like, can you zoom in and see the fucking structure of this thing? Because like outside of that, bro, I bet you money that somebody could fake this with drones.
That was another thought of mine as well.
Especially the Oakland one. I feel like that Oakland one seemed more like somebody strapped a high powered LED light or flashlight to the bottom of it and just fucking flew a drone up there. I mean, bro, I bet you and me could fake the funk with our drones. Let's do that.
Do it. Let's make it happen.
Oh, shit.
I just bought some foil.
I think we should fake some UFO drones. Like, I'm betting you we could. I bet you we could simulate something like that. That's all I'm saying.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could zoom in and show me the structure of a spaceship that looks like one that Thanos came in on before killing everybody, cool. That's the day I'm going to be like, all right. But until then, bro, these drones are so dope nowadays. I it's hard for me to, like, you know.
All right. Well, what do you know? So I try to find how many times have UFOs been spotted in the Central Valley. I couldn't find anything on that. But I did find that since 1974, there have been over 90,000 UFO sightings reported. And of those 90,000, 10,000 plus have came from California alone. So California ranks as the number one UFO sighting in the nation, followed behind by Florida. And Florida is like almost a little less than half behind us. So for some reason, UFOs really like to make appearances in California. And Hung, let me tell you this, Mr. Skeptical. Back in 1997, a man by the name of, I don't know, maybe you've heard of him, Shaquille O'Neal, happened to be hanging out with a homie, visiting Hollywood Video in Madera, California, when he spotted a UFO with his friends. Said this on Jimmy Kimmel Live back in he came on Jimmy Kimmel last May. So this was from May 19th, 2021. He was being interviewed by Jimmy Kimmel. And for some reason, Jimmy Kimmel asked him about UFOs. And he said this story. He said he didn't say anything about it back then because he thought people would say he was crazy. But, hey, he said he dropped Hollywood Video. You don't mess around when you're going to Hollywood Video. You already got movies. And everyone knows that the best Hollywood Video in all of California was in Madera.
All right. That makes sense.
Are you convinced now? I thought so. Yes. I rest my case.
Damn it.
You I don't know, man.
Neil earlier, man. I wouldn't have argued.
Have you heard of the Fermi paradox?
Sounds
familiar.
Explain it to me like I'm in kindergarten.
So the Fermi paradox was brought up by this dude named Fermi. What he says is that any civil our galaxy, right? Our galaxy is pretty young compared to other galaxies out in the universe. Or like especially with our solar system, our solar system is pretty young also within the span of the whole galaxy. You know, roughly 4.5 billion years old compared to the rest of the universe, which is like 13.8 billion. So it seems like a lot of fucking time, but realistically speaking, relatively speaking, not very much time. So what Fermi said was that within a few million years, any intelligent civilization could develop space travel. And with space travel, colonization is bound to happen. You know, when finally a civilization achieves space travel, you know, one of the first objectives is exploration. But right after exploration, you get fucking colonization. You want to colonize other planets for you, your own race to live on. So what he's proposing is that, you know, hey, other fucking galaxies and planets have millions of years on us, on humans, to develop this. So they should have already been here by now. Like, where are they? We haven't really had any signs of them. So how do I know they haven't? Well, there's no signs, man. There's no evidence that they left behind.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I mean, there's no tangible evidence. There's no tangible evidence that it happened. So I don't know, man. Like, it's or maybe humans were fucking aliens. We were just fucking seated on this earth. We come from somewhere else. We don't come from this earth. Interesting. Have you seen that? Speaking of, there's a show on HBO? It's about Let me look it up.
Oh man, I.
It's from the guy that made Ridley Scott's yeah. New show Raised by Wolves.
Yeah,
it's fucking dope. Yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, it talks about the origins of man, and one of the things is like their whole thing is like human aren't really human. They're not. Well, they are human, but they're not really like from Earth. Per se. So I don't know. That's another thing, man. We might be aliens ourselves, dude.
Well, I identify as a werewolf. So now what?
Well, you're a werewolf from fucking outer space then. Fuck that.
There are no werewolves in outer space.
You don't know that.
Prove me wrong. That's
true. I don't. There'd be a whole, what if there is a whole planet of werewolves?
That's my tagline for everything. Prove me wrong.
What if in some alternate universe there's a whole planet of werewolves, and right now there's three werewolves podcasting about UFOs visiting their planet or their UFOs visiting this planet. Think about that.
That could be it. Dude, you remember that South Park episode where where the whole Earth was just a fucking reality TV show?
I don't remember.
That makes so much sense now.
And the host of the reality TV show was like a giant walking taco?
Wait, that isn't what's happening right now.
Be real.
Wait, I thought that's totally happening right now.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, who the fuck knows, man? But that's interesting.
Just keep watching. Yeah. Just keep watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that was my last topic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just something weird, something to talk about, something that's been happening, you know? That's it for me. That's all I got for the month.
Sweet.
All right.
That concludes our 40s friends.
Yeah. Hey, did you want to add anything else, Fonso?
No. Just fuck, man. Yeah, no, let me just one last point. Last time we just talked about when Joaco joined us for the last 40s friends, we were talking about the case with what's his name, Rommel? And the truck driver who got like 110 years in prison, like a sentence or whatever because of fucking mandatory minimums and shit. Well, just to update the viewers in case you guys hadn't heard yet, but there was tons of petitions signed, he was actually granted some sort of clemency, and they reduced the sentence to only 10 years instead of 110. So fucking victory still, you know, on that front. But, you know, it's still steep, man. 10 years is no joke, but I'm glad that at least dude should be able to, you know, walk out at some point of his life and still enjoy a majority part of his life. But, yeah, because that shit was crazy.
All right. That's some good news. Yeah. Thanks for giving us that update, Fonso.
Yeah.
Hunkster, anything you want to add before we wrap this up, my man?
Oh, no. Thank you for having me, man. Like, thanks for the discussion, guys, and thank you for the advice.
For sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. We'll get together soon, brother. Let's do some skating.
Yep. Yo, seriously, thank you, man. That's the stress-free. That's the outlet. That's the stuff that, like, you know what I mean? I love, man. So thank you for everything, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's one thing that me and Hung picked up. You know, we don't do it all the time, but that's something that we definitely started after the pandemic. We both picked up e-boards, and we just skate, man. Skate till the battery can't take it no more. And like I said, we don't do it all the time, but when we do get together and do it, I appreciate it, you know? So, what hobbies do you guys do out there? Are there any hobbies that you jujiteros picked up since this pandemic has started? Let us know, you know? Maybe we can start something like that or, you know, I don't know. That's all for this episode, Jujiteros. Keep rolling and training out there if you can, and we hope to hear from you soon. Peace.
This is The Motivation.